never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time. Good evening, everybody, and welcome live from Orlando, Florida. My name is Gilbert Sines. I am a spiritual spoken word artist, and I would like to start tonight's show off by welcoming everybody. I know we got a busy sports weekend this weekend. We got the U playing Clemson in a little bit, so after my show, you can check that out. But just welcome, and I'm just glad to have you. And I am Christian, but I also strongly believe in reincarnation. I believe in Jesus Christ. And I believe that when your soul is ready, you become one with God through Christ. That does not necessarily mean that when you die, you become one with God right away. I believe that you become one with God when your soul is ready and you have learned the lessons you needed to learn on this earth. For some souls, this takes reliving several lifetimes in order for them to be ready to unite with God. There are old souls and there are young souls that roam this earth. And being an older soul means that you have lived more lives than a younger soul. Gilbert Sines, spiritually reincarnated. Also, my poetry, I admit, is pretty deep. I write some of my poems through dreams I have. I remember one time I had a real intense dream and I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't go back to sleep until I wrote it. And there was another suicide poem that I did that I dedicated to a friend. And that was the case with that one as well. I woke up in the middle of the night and it's like I had to write it. And this is one of those dream-based poems that I have. And it's part of my, it's in my album, The Heart of a God, and it's also in my new book, and it's called The Shadow of Darkness. I saw my shadow's reflection sprinkling off the morning sun. With my shadow in the evening, they both become one. God's work has just begun, and soon thy will shall eventually be done. It's that darkness that lies beyond the demon's eyes that will eventually lead to all our demise. Through God's love, your soul will rise. But you must first learn to read past the demon's lies. The shadow of darkness lays cold and flat, just looking for a helpless soul to entrap. The reflection of the demon's shadow lies deep, swallowing our physical body from head to feet. In this life, there are many dimensions, and every soul has different reflections based on the purity of our intentions. The shadow of darkness just lingering around. It's just out there waiting to drag your soul down. The devil awaits below the ground. As his footprints are quiet, they don't make a sound. My soul starts bleeding in the still of the night, blistering my spirit like a mosquito bite. God's love I hold tight, and through his son's sacrifice will ignite as I continue to write and fight this spiritual war, pushing my soul to a place that it never been before. The shadow of darkness looms closer every day, so I cling closer to God to keep the devil away. I continue to pray and listen to what God has to say. He sent Saint Michael to show me the way. I can cling to God's word and use it as a sword as I fall to my knees to worship the Lord. The shadow of darkness will swallow your soul if you let demons take complete control. You must stand tall and hold your ground. And remember, God is all around. If you fall down, then get up and rebound. the eternal volcano still continues to flow, swallowing up your ego. You feel the burn until you take your last breath. But every road you choose will only end in death. The shadow of darkness, like a big black hole, cling close to God or it will swallow your soul. The shadow of darkness just lingering on this earth. It's been hovering around before the day of our birth. The war in heaven has already been fought. And through the battle, a strong lesson was taught. The dark angels fell down like rain from the sky as God's angels threw them out of heaven and then continued to fly. Your physical body will die, but your soul will live on. We are never really completely gone. Through God, I reincarnate, and through his son's sacrifice, I await my fate. The shadow of darkness plays us throughout history, but the Holy Spirit's light shines through eternity, shining God's love all upon me. This next poem is a love poem, and you know what? If you're new to the show, welcome. And I always start off my I always do a second poem for the ladies. I always end the poem too. And when I'm doing live performances, I always like to do a love poem. This poem goes out to all you single beautiful ladies out there. I think all you ladies are beautiful. And this poem is called Unconditional Love. It doesn't matter to me whatever you went through. Until my end of days, I promise to always love you. Nobody could imagine what I went through as the winds of time mercilessly blew. I promise one day I will drop to one knee, and casually I will ask you to marry me. I don't care who you've been with or what you have done. I will never love you any less because you are the special one. Unconditional love with somebody I can cherish. A fire that will continue to burn long after we both perish. Her love is the glue that holds my heart together. A bond so strong that will last forever. There is one thing that you should know about me, is that I'm capable of loving you unconditionally. I really don't care about your sexual history. And what happens next is the only thing that matters to me. All I want for you is to hold me tight, because searching for you has been such a hard, bitter fight. Her body feels so wet and tight. Our bodies unite. We are two lost souls inside the cold, dark night. Unconditional love, a bond that can never be broken. As we both watch the sun come up over the ocean, you have no clue of you have no idea of the hell I went through, but it was all worth it once I found you. Unconditional love that has been reincarnated. A bond so strong, it can't be separated. This love started out as just a fling, like a spark igniting a fire in the middle of spring. She is the only thing, and I hope that you can understand that I can't imagine the sight of seeing you with another man. Sometimes I feel just so alone. Her love is the closest thing that feels like home. We are two lost souls seeking God's kingdom. Unconditional love that matters so much to me. Her love is so pure, lasting through eternity. She is like a golden pearl washing up on the shore. I can love her in a way no man has ever loved her before. I will share with her God's love as it flows through me. Together we can both come alive spiritually. All the love poems I write, they are all about her. as the echoes of time continue to whisper. Every poem that I write, I mean every word, from every adjective to every single verb. Unconditional love that will never die. Through God's love, it will only multiply. In this life, there are many different types of love, and I promise to be loyal to her even after push comes to shove. I promise that I will love you unconditionally, the type of love that will last through eternity. My name is Gilbert Sines, and this is Spiritually Reincarnated. I would like to welcome you guys, 1 hour of spiritual spoken word, and we'll be right back after this. I'm going to play a song. I have an album called The Heart of a God. I have 3 tracks out, so I'm going to play one of the tracks. This track has a different background beat to it, but this is one of the songs, so check it out, and we'll be right back with more spiritual spoken word live from Orlando, Florida, right after this. Gods are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. Gods can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off the spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on, growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good, temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine, let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
Where are you? I'm right here. I'm with Buick. I don't see a Buick. Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, what's up? All you big ballers out there, all you entrepreneurs, if you have a service or product that you want to take to the next level, man, you need some good advertisement. You need word of mouth. And I want to invite you because do I have the opportunity for you to come advertise on our wonderful network, be a part of other brand name advertisers as well too. Come join the NHISG family. If you're interested in promoting your product on our network and letting us help you take it to the next level, you can contact us. I'm going to give you a phone number in a minute, so I'll give you a time to grab a pen and paper. But I'm going to give you the website right now where you can go to. Go to www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com. Or check this out. You can give us a call. If you have a pen ready, our number, our business to our office number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Again, the number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. And let us help you take your business or product to the next level. Come advertise with our show and be a part of the family, and we can help, man, we can help take your business to the next level. We could do it together. So give us a call, and we could do that for you. We'll be right back with more show right after this.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it. Love it.
USI Never Had It So Good 101.1 Radio. The best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports Talk Radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1. And it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
Decisions as I go to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, that I'm rational. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. I'm
talents of a pine, which includes all the feelings and emotions, and express it through carefully crafted and selected words that provide a platform for future generations to relive. Poetry manipulates the essence of time through words. Poets are like artists that sculpture and craft words designed to reincarnate time. Poets use words as a platform to capture time and use those words to deliver messages to future generations. Poets die, leaving behind their words that inspire others to come up with new ideas based on the ideologies left behind by prior generations. Gilbert Sines, spiritually reincarnated too.
Poetry is not dead as long as poems continue to be read. From the creativity parts of a poet's head, poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poets use words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we make along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
Amen to that. And that is Poetry Is Not Dead, which is also on my album. And as a poet, I strongly believe that poetry is not dead, and that's the reason why I wrote that poem. That poem is a statement, and I perform it a lot, you know, live a lot. And if you're ever in Orlando and you're in town, go off Fairbanks Avenue, a place called Austin's Coffee Shop, on Wednesday open mic. And I will be there. I consider that my home. Right now, due to the virus, where they're not doing open mics at this point, but I expect them to come back pretty soon once things calm down. This next poem, I think, is relatable. This next poem is for everybody. You know, people want you to be a certain type of way. People seem to have expectations. And, you know, the thing is, I don't have expectations with nobody. I am a mental health counselor. And a lot of times, you know, I want my client to be at a certain place. You know, mentally, I want them to be a certain place. But maybe they're not there. And I have to come down and meet them to where they're at. And, you know, that's just part of the job. And, you know, I'm tired of being judged by people. And I'm sure you all are tired of being judged by people, too. It seems like every day of our life, we are judged by people. And when we are judged by people and we listen, then we make enemies from within ourselves. And that's what this poem is about. This poem is called Enemies Within Myself. All of my life, people would always say that they wanted me to be a certain type of way, causing my true personality to slowly fade away. Peace within myself is so hard to find. Just like an eye for an eye will eventually make the whole world blind. I'm self-hazardous with my radioactive thoughts, picking up the pieces of my life and trying to connect all the dots. I hold up my head and feel like a king. Yet in my life, I was never chosen for anything. My pride I wore tight like a golden ring. But deep down inside, all my hurt really did sting. Living my life trying to please someone else. And in the process, I made enemies within myself. I never came in first place. That is so overrated for my taste. Just trying to get through all my struggles that I face. It was so hard for me to finally see that I am my own worst enemy. Constantly judging myself, which I paid the price through my mental health. God has always been my one and only friend, because he won't let me down in the end. Enemies within myself as I get lost in my head. My desperation is fed and all my self-confidence is dead. I fall deeper in depression as my soul starts regressing. This life I live has been one hard, painful lesson. Trying to live my life and be the best I can. But I'm not perfect like God. I'm only one man. Enemies within myself as I live my life as an outcast, slowly imprisoned by the chains of my past. My pain I struggle to release as I'm constantly searching for divine inner peace. So tired of being compared to some imaginary God. They will always judge me even after I die. I will get my wings and eventually fly and be freed from living life's ultimate lie. Enemies within myself as voices battle in my brain, causing my mental state to go insane, watching my dreams sinking down the drain. They say it's sunny outside, but all I see is rain. These negative thoughts hit me like a train, feeding into my pain. My entire life has been lived in vain. Enemies within myself causing me to fight, because according to everyone else, I can't do anything right. People tell me in life that you will go very far, and all you have to do is change exactly who you are. I have always neglected to join the team. Instead, I chose to be myself and live out my dream. I refuse to give in this self-battle from within. As long as I breathe oxygen, this battle in myself, I will always try to win. Enemies within myself as I try to find common ground. I struggle to look in the mirror when no one else is around. Enemies within myself trying to fight the same war. But finding God gave me the peace that I've never experienced before. Enemies within myself. And you know what I was going to do? I have an autobiography poem form that I was going to do next. But you know what? I kind of wanted to do this poem that I'm looking for now because it's called Authenticity. And you know what? This poem is not given, not caring about what other people think, not trying to be something that you're not. It's about, you know, this poem is about trying to just living your life on your own terms and, you know, just being proud of who you are, being proud of what you are, and just not caring and being able to walk in any room and hold your head high up above. And you know what? If you can do that, you know, then you're able to find happiness. And this poem is called Authenticity. And, you know, there are leaders and there are followers. And the leaders aren't afraid to go against the pack. And I'm not afraid to go against the pack. I don't care what people think about me. And I know there's only one me on this earth. And I'm proud of who that is and what I've become. And I am a mental health counselor. That's my full-time job, and I am working full-time at it now. But I enjoy helping people, and I believe God put me on this earth to do that. And you know what? I walk my own path. And this is to all you brave rebels out there, all you rebels out there that don't care about what people think about you and can walk your own path and stand up for what you believe in. This poem is called Authenticity. Walk your own path and don't ever follow. Don't be stuck in yesterday and live only for tomorrow. In life, it's your pride you must swallow. The deep waters in life will eventually be shallow. To walk your own path, sometimes you have to be as quiet as a mouse, or you can follow the herd of sheep into the slaughterhouse. To be a true leader, you cannot just follow the pack. Keep walking alone, even if no one else has your back. Sometimes walking alone means you're going the right way. But with your words and action comes a heavy price to pay. Don't be like a lost sheep and just stray. If there's an obstacle on your path, then find another way. Most people in life cannot appreciate the too great or the qualities of their traits until it's too late. They will try to suffocate the quality of your fate because their pride and insecurity is rooted in hate. To be a leader, you should not have to prove it to anyone. Your true image will appear in the outcome. A true leader can afford to be blind. One must gain from the lessons that they learned in time and continue to move forward or they will get left behind. To be a great leader, comfortable in what you are, and let your dreams guide your soul and take you very far. The path you follow is the one chosen for you, and God will provide you with the strength for the struggles you go through. Go against the grain can make you insane, but your path will lead to a higher spiritual plane. Keep on going and don't ever stop. It's a constant climb to get to the top. The most difficult climbs lead to the best view. Keep climbing no matter whatever you go through. We all have qualities that others desire, so they will hate instead of admire. It's just a small part of this world that we live in. The past sometimes can be very dark and so unforgiving. It's kind of like a battle that you just can't seem to win. But stay true to yourself and don't ever give in. Only a few can appreciate the qualities that you possess because somehow it makes them feel less. In order to succeed, you must bleed and learn to read between the lines and recognize all the signs. Others will never appreciate the strength you possess because their eyes are blinded by all your success. Keep fighting and don't fear the unknown. Keep walking your path even if you're alone. all your life, others have seen you as strange. But now that you're older, all that seems to change. Walk your own path and do not stray. Your faith will guide your soul and show you the way. The path alone is the hardest path to walk. Don't be intimidated by what others talk. It may be tough at times walking out alone, but let the light coming from your soul guide you back home. And that poem is authenticity. Like I said, you know what? God all made us different ways. We all have different characteristics. You know, we're all different souls. And, you know, don't always be proud of who you are. And you know what? I kind of want to loosen things up with a love poem. So that is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to let me find a good love poem here. Well, you know what? I'm going to do a love poem, and then we're going to go to a break and then come back. But you know what? This love poem, I'm trying to figure out which love poem I can do. You know what? I'm just going to do this one. This is the nearest love poem. I'm not even going to try and call Long Lost Love. And I wrote it about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half, close to 2 years ago. And it's called Long Lost Love. My broken heart will eventually mend as I keep trying, but I continue fighting just to get her attention. Love goes way beyond my comprehension, and it broke my heart, not to mention my emotions got in the way. So many regrets I have to say, so I cling close to God to guide me through another day. Love can cause so much frustration due to misunderstanding and miscommunication. Long lost love that I had been searching for so long, and the sparkle from her heart will never be forgotten. In order to win, sometimes you have to lose and learn to read the cues, or you might just lose her forever. If you can't survive through the rough weather, if it's meant to happen, love will occur on its own. We must not interfere and learn to leave fate alone. Long lost love, so pure and strong, the remnants of it will continue to shine on. Sometimes being alone is better than living with abuse. Avoiding a bad relationship doesn't make you a recluse. Love is built on trust and attraction, and if it doesn't occur, then it can't be forced to happen. Love is a connection that lasts throughout time, and the imprints of it are so warm and divine. Her beautiful, luscious lips, so soft and warm. Her heartbeat is like thunder inside my sensual storm. Long lost love, just flown around in space. She has the most beautiful face. My emotions cannot take another heartbreak as I continue to search for true love that is pure and not fake. My heart is like a sunken ship lost somewhere in the sea, just searching for the one girl who is just right for me. We can both create our legacy that will survive forever throughout eternity. I get down on my knees and pray, just looking for a beautiful girl that I can love every day. Without her in my life, I feel so empty inside. This game of love has taken me for a ride. The beauty of this girl just blows me away. And to make her happy, any price I would pay. I have to say, and I swear it's true, my entire life I've been searching for a girl just like you. Her presence is like the sun revolving around my heart. Her love is like the Holy Spirit's light shining through the dark. The chemistry we shared is based more on just physical attraction, and I'll do whatever it takes to deliver her satisfaction. Long lost love, just searching every day. As I give my heart to God and let destiny lead the way. She is my angel, and I will treat her like a queen. My world revolves around her. She is my everything. This is Spiritually Reincarnated Live from Orlando, Florida. I want to thank everybody listening tonight, everybody watching my podcast live on Facebook. I want to give you guys a shout out. And speaking of love poems, this I'm going to do a next song. So I just want to remind you, go buy my album, The Heart of a God. I have 3 tracks out now, The Love Game, Ballerina Girl, and Through the Eyes of God. And I believe that love is deep. I believe that love is the strongest human emotion. It's stronger than hate. And I also believe that, you know, two souls, everybody has a soulmate out there. And two souls are meant to connect to each other. And I believe that a man and woman or you know, whoever it is, because I'm very, you know, open-minded to, you know, I respect other people's, you know, maybe sexual preference or whatever. But I believe two souls are meant to be connected. They will be, if they love each other, you know, love will overcome everything. And I also believe in reincarnation because I believe that when we die, maybe we're not ready. We haven't learned all the lessons that we learned, and we need to learn more lessons in order to go be with God. And I believe we live several lifetimes, you know, maybe even hundreds of lifetimes. I believe we reincarnate. And I believe that love is a bond that's so strong that if you find that right soul, that your love will reincarnate through different lifelines. And as you maybe you live 100 lives, that love that you have for that person will the spark will be reincarnated just like your soul is every time you relive that life, if that makes sense to you. And that's what this poem, this next poem is about. I have it to music. It's not part of my album, but I will play on here. And this poem is called Reincarnated Love. We're going to go to a commercial break after this, and we'll come back and finish the show. So here is Reincarnated Love by Gilbert Symes. Reincarnated Love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Next!
Next!
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons.
This poem is Gilbert Sines. Gilbert Sines is an old soul that is finally free. When I found God after searching for eternity. My name is Gilbert, but you can call me Gil. And in my as my emotions spill for being real, writing down exactly how I feel. Growing up and constantly moving was very hard. Because my dad was a member in the Coast Guard. My mother has been a teacher before I entered this life. She's been working with kids before she became my father's wife. I look back at all she had to sacrifice in order to make a difference in my life. I have two sisters, and we are all 1 year apart. They were in my life from the very start. My entire life, I had to turn darkness into light as I continued to fight. And at the end of my road, like the Holy Spirit's light, my belief in God, I hold tight. And his words, I write down. I never gave up and turned my life around. Who is Gilbert Sines is no longer a mystery. God gave me the gift to write my way into history, and through my words, I achieved victory. Gilbert Sines is an old soul that had to pay a heavy price by struggling every day of my life. Gilbert Sines is a humble fellow with a temperament that is mellow, not getting caught up in all this world's insanity, doing my best to preserve humanity. I always remember that God is the solution, and I never get caught up in all this earth's pollution. Gilbert Sines is a man with a vision, as my entire life I have been digging out of a hole. Before finding God, I was just one lost, wounded soul, losing many battles, but managed to win the war. God provided me strength that I never had before. Gilbert Sines' time went face to face with the devil, and I encountered demons on a spiritual level. My life was just going around in a negative cycle, but I always had protection from my guardian angel, St. Michael. I have my issues and try not to judge. But when I look into your eyes, I could feel God's love. Who is Gilbert Sines is pretty hard to say. I'm a man living his life through Christ every single day. My early life, I had succumbed to sin. But after I found God, it was like a brand new beginning. My entire life, I've been chasing wealth. Then I finally got a career in mental health. Back in the days, I used to be a recluse. And in the past, I had my issues with substance abuse. Shortly after that, my life was saved. God laid a new plan. In my life, I began to understand. And through God, I chose to live his plan. Soon, I became interested in the brain and human biology. I earned a bachelor's degree from UCF in psychology, and in the process, I developed a new theology. Got my life together, and everything was cool. Then I finally earned my master's degree at Nova Graduate School. Been fighting anxiety and depression almost every day, but I eventually let God take that all away. I pray that he leads me through the struggles each day and protects my soul from drifting farther away. Who is Gilbert Sines? It's so hard to say because he has a different personality day by day, and you can buy his book on eBay. God gave me a talent to be the best person I can, and through my writings, I try to understand the best way to achieve God's plan. Gilbert Sines' gift from God didn't develop until very late. He had to learn to appreciate the words he could create and accept writing poems as his fate. I'm an old soul with only one goal, and through God, nothing is impossible. Gilbert Sines comes from a soul that is really old, and finding God was like finding a pot of gold. My life was saved, and my path in life, he paved my way. In this game of life that I'm forced to play, meeting God changed who I am, and my life finally made sense once he revealed his plan. Life punctured my soul like a knife, and there were many times I wanted to take my life. I have done things with girls in the past that I regret, when I thought that I met the one I wasn't ready for yet. Getting hurt many times, so I had to detach, because I refused to be imprisoned by my past. Who is Gilbert Sines is not an easy answer. My astronomical zodiac sign is a Cancer. Another part of me that I don't want you to see is I have been diagnosed with bipolar and ADHD. That never got in the way of me earning my master's degree. But below all my success, my life still feels empty. I live my life out of love and not hate, and I'm constantly searching for my future soulmate, and I hope I meet her before I spiritually reincarnate. Trying to find love, I had to go through hell. There were times I fell, and before finding her love, I was just one empty shell. This poem is Gilbert Sines, and he's a broken man who leans on God to help him stand. Others like you want to be treated, and always be humble even when you're defeated. Gilbert Sines is a poet living here on this earth and likes to help others to find self-worth. Who is Gilbert Sines? It's kind of odd, but Gilbert Sines is a man who gave his life to God. That is who is Gilbert Sines, and I'm going to take us out with a love poem. So this poem is called The Love Game, and it goes out to anyone. If you had it rough in the love game, this poem is for you. Sometimes this love game makes me wonder, will I ever find a girl who loves me as much as I love her? When it rains, there will be thunder, as love pulls us under its spell, like living in a mental fairy tale. Only time will tell, as demons dwell, living in an illusionary hell. We both get down on our knees and pray, just letting God's fate take our souls away. Like water flowing down the petal of a rose, connected together are two beautiful lost souls. The love game can be beautiful, like a clear autumn's day, but it will only be that way if you learn how to play. The love game is known to swallow your heart whole. If you let your emotions troll, the passion in her eyes as she stares at me, her love flowing through my veins relentlessly. The power of her touch makes me fall to a knee, and eventually I will ask her to marry me. I waited so long for her to arrive. She brightens my path to God, makes my soul come alive. In this game of love, you must take a chance by putting down your guard in order to find romance. Once our eyes met, I knew she was the one. Our souls united, seeking God's kingdom. The love game is something that we all must play. But things don't always end up your way. The game of love can crash like waves in the ocean if it is controlled by pure emotion. Her soul gives out such a powerful glow, like the sun shining down and burning through the snow. The game of love can be dangerous at times if you cross those emotional lines. Through all the past heartaches that I had to go through, it was all worth it now that I found you. Love is not a simple game to play. Let God guide your relationship every single day. Sometimes in a love game, you have to wait and see where finding a mate is your ultimate destiny. Love is something you can't force to happen. It is purely based on mutual attraction. I met my soulmate, I got along for time. But once I found her, my life turned around. Trying to test it and find my soulmate. Trying to find my love, I experienced reincarnate. I'm anything for her love, whatever it takes. And I've learned a lot, my past has changed.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Symes. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
Sometimes I believe at times I'm wishing more. I can fly, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Vision as I go to anywhere I fall. Sometimes I believe that I'm not missing home. I can fly, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.